Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Good morning to you. Welcome in. It's a Friday morning, a few minutes after 7, and we are happy that you're here with us this morning. So much going on. So many just wonderful expressions of the First Amendment going on all across the country and even right here in our own burg. How about that? Isn't that great? I am fully in support of that. You have every right to go out and wave your Palestinian flags and your Venezuelan flags and claim that Donald Trump is some sort of a dictator, even though strikes me he ends the reign of dictators instead. And if you want to go out and spend your time criminalizing our police officers, you go right ahead. That's going to reflect poorly on you. And if you decide to interrupt them while they're busy arresting criminals, it might end up really poorly for you, is what I would say based on our experience this week. We got lots going on this morning. We're going to talk to Congressman Eric Burleson at the bottom of the hour. Something he just pointed out to us here this morning, even. I was very excited, Kim, when the clock ticked over to January 1st. Not because I didn't wake up with a hangover, but because the ATF, the National Firearms Act, fee to get a silencer, a suppressor is how they prefer to call them, went away. And part of the big, beautiful bill was that the ATF can no longer charge you $200 in taxes just to apply for a suppressor for your firearm. That went away. But of course, when you're dealing with a bureaucracy the size of the federal government, nothing's easy. Apparently, so many people went on and applied for it at the same time, it crashed the system. So we're going to talk to Eric Burleson about that. He's long been a proponent of ending the NFA altogether. He was pushing for that, but at least he got the tax taken away on suppressors. So we'll chat with him about that. The House yesterday voted, thanks to 17 weak-kneed Republicans, they voted to extend the Obamacare credits. Subsidies is the better word. And Burleson was certainly not one of those, don't get me wrong, but I want to talk to him about that because although it will go nowhere in the Senate, why can't they figure out a solution to this? I mean, that's the big question. So we'll chat with the congressman here at the bottom of the hour. Next hour, Greg Jarrett joins us, legal, of course, analyst for Fox News Channel, to talk more about these protests that are going on around the country, what ICE agents can do, if the state of Minnesota can actually prosecute this ICE agent. I don't think so. But we'll get Greg's take on that at the top of the next hour. And our friend Jason Law is going to join us because the he's, of course, a candidate for county executive in St. Charles. He's also a St. Louis County police officer, and I want to get his take on a couple of things. First of all, the police chief in Portland last night came out and basically admitted that his agency will do nothing to back up or protect our federal officers when they're in his city. That is a stunning admission of failure by a law enforcement officer, fueled by the politics of the crazies who hired him to begin with. But it's got to be frightening for all of our federal agents out there when you know that going into certain areas, These police departments have been told to stand down by their political leftist leaders. It's crazy. It's just, it baffles my mind. But we'll talk to Jason. We'll discuss that a little bit. And one of his newest endorsements in that race out there coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Right now, Ethan Bright, let's go ahead and get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
I can't just sit home and not do anything. I can't stop ICE terror because they are terrorists, domestic terrorists. They are not police. They are not law enforcement. They are terrorists.
I see stupid people everywhere. A bunch of them gathered in the Grove last night, and one of them talked to News Channel 5. That was the bite you heard there. Some low intelligence individual managed to get on local media, that's not a surprise, and stated that our federal law enforcement officers are not law enforcement officers at all, but instead they are terrorists.
But the truth is that every single person in the United States of America, U.S. citizens, white, black, brown, whoever you are, you have to worry now that an ICE agent is going to come and shoot at you and kill you.
Premiya Jayapal, a member of Congress. So not only do we see the stupid people everywhere, they get elected to Congress, want you to believe. And there are people like the protester in the Grove last night who will swallow it hook, line, and sinker that no matter your color, no matter whether you're a citizen or not, somebody from ICE might knock on your door later today and shoot you dead. This is the level we've sunk to by some of our national leaders.
This is an experienced officer who followed his training, and we will continue to let the investigation unfold into the individual and continue to follow the procedures and policies that happen in these use of force cases.
Thank you, Christy Noem. Somebody's out there telling the truth about this. We're not going to stop. That's the message to the governor of Oregon, the governor of Minneapolis. We will not stop enforcing the laws. And I'll just add, this is exactly what I voted for.
Democrats are going to make health care and other high costs, the high cost of living, the number one issue for all of 2026.
There you have it. Affordability. There's Chuckie Schumer. He wants to talk about something other than the protests that are going on in the streets across America. They think it's a winning issue, Kim. They think that health care and affordability are winning issues, even though it's their fault that we're in this mess to begin with.
I would say it's a winning issue in the sense that that's probably one of the things that people care about the most is the rising health care costs. As far as the way to go about that to make it more affordable, well, that's where we would see things differently.
Well, here's my sincere hope. Things are trending in the right direction. There's no doubt about that on so many levels. I'm up near 70 Mid Rivers Mall yesterday, day before, Wednesday. And I saw diesel at a QT up there for $2.91 a gallon. That's the first time I've seen it below $3 in years. Now, it's still 3:30 near my house for some stupid reason at a QT. I don't know why they pick and choose where they're going to have lower fuel prices, but the point is all of these prices are trending down. The news in Venezuela is good. There's going to be an influx of oil, crude into the market. That's going to influence those prices. What else does that influence? Think this through a little bit. That influences transportation costs. If the guy driving the truck to drive your widgets from New York to L.A. can get diesel for his truck for $2.91 instead of $4 or $5 a gallon, then the transportation cost for those items goes down. The cost to produce goes down. Those costs will get reflected. It's going to take a while for these things to make it to the consumers. We have got to do our part in reminding people about that. You can't fix 4 years of malfeasance overnight. That's what the Biden administration did to this country. And things are turning around, I would argue. And I don't think the affordability issue is going to be what they're worried about as much come November. I hope and pray that some more of this levels out.
Well, messaging will be key going toward the midterm elections, because what Trump is doing is exactly what I voted for. Getting illegals out, bringing down prices. These are all things I wanted when I proudly voted for him. But I do worry that because of the way these are being shown in the media, that some people who maybe had typically voted left and instead voted for Trump, that they may be going back to the left camp, and that we could see that play out for midterm elections. So messaging, and the left is good at this, give them credit where credit is due. They do a really good job at spinning the narrative in their direction. And Republicans, the conservatives, we have to be on top of that.
I agree completely. They spin it successfully because they own the mainstream media.
Right. It's
easy. They send the talking points memo to people like Kelly O'Donnell and Jake Tapper, and they just regurgitate it on a nightly basis, whatever it is they want the public to believe. And that's why conservative media and alternative outlets are so successful, because you're not going to get the truth from mainstream media outlets. Largely, you're going to get the spin. And that's why hopefully we can get the message out, for sure. All right. A quick break here. We've still got Congressman Eric Burleson to go at the bottom of the hour. Can't wait to talk to him. There's so much going on in Congress. This vote to extend Obamacare subsidies. 17 Republicans voted with the Democrats. None of them from Missouri. I didn't see any on there from Illinois on the list I looked at. I'll check it again. But we have to ask the question, why in the world would you do that? We'll be back in just a minute.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you, and then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
We were in a very different world. You didn't have cyber attacks. You didn't have hypersonic missiles carrying nuclear weapons. It's a very different world, and 9/11 taught us that. So there was a migration from Article 1 to Article 2 in terms of the authority granting the presidency for military strikes within a window. different administrations have taken liberties in different situations in matters that may not have been anticipated by that original AUMF. So what we need to do is revisit the AUMF to see what is appropriate given the current threat landscape in our country.
Yeah, the use of military force is what he's talking about. That was a guy named Brian Fitzpatrick. He's a congressman, so he didn't get to vote on this yet, but he supports what passed the Senate yesterday. This is what's important for you to know. The Senate voted on it. Five or six Republicans switched over. The usual suspects, Rand Paul, Murkowski, Collins. But the surprise vote was Josh Hawley. And we've requested Senator Hawley come on the program and explain this. He did speak with the Hill reporters yesterday when he came out after this vote, because I think he realizes, I hope he realizes, how angry his conservative base is over this. I mean, I've seen people on Facebook saying, I'm done with Hawley. I will never vote for him again. What was he thinking about here? They're calling on people to primary him in the next election cycle over this. So this is what he had to say about it yesterday. He justified voting with the Democrats to block President Trump from using military force against Venezuela. And I quote, "With regard to Venezuela, my read of the Constitution is that if the president feels the need to put boots on the ground there in the future, Congress would need to vote on it. That's why I voted yes on this morning's Senate resolution." So he put that out on X yesterday. He joined Senators Rand Paul, who co-sponsored the measure, Murkowski, Collins, and Todd Young of Indiana in voting with every single Democrat to discharge the resolution out of the committee and bring it to the floor. A vote on the resolution is expected next week. If it passed, it would need to go to the House and pass, which it won't, before heading to the president's desk, which he wouldn't sign. And the president quickly condemned Hawley and his other four colleagues, saying they should never be elected to office again.
He's not up for re-election until 2030.
Right.
I initially thought maybe this was some strategy looking ahead to 2028, that he was trying to be more in the middle.
Four more years.
But what he's doing is he's losing people on the right, and he's too conservative for people to vote for him on the left. What's the deal here? Now, you probably won't like this, Mark, but I'll go ahead and say it. I'm trying to choose my words carefully here. I respect people who are willing to go against the grain. So even if I don't agree with what they're doing, there is some level of respect I have for someone who is doing something where you know it's going to get a lot of people angry, your supporters, and they still are willing to do it because they feel like it's right.
Okay.
But I'm trying to be careful in the way that I phrase that, because I don't know if I can generalize that, but even if I don't agree with Hawley, because he has sided with the Democrats on a few different things that have surprised me, this being one of them, there is something to be said for the fact that he's doing something that is clearly getting a lot of people mad at him.
I'm not sure that that's going to benefit him.
Well, I don't think it will.
Maybe he doesn't care. He's got 4 years for people to forget about it before they would have to vote for him again. But I would say it's an unforced error. And here's why it's an unforced error. It would be, remember when Lurch said, I voted for the bill before I voted against the bill. Remember that famous line? And the reason that I bring that up is this doesn't have a chance of passing. It's not going to pass. So voting your conscience on it doesn't matter. I mean, John Kerry, I voted against the bill before I voted for it, or voted for the bill before I voted against it, whatever order he said that in, it doesn't matter to his base. Like, standing up and taking a stand on this, saying, well, you know, this just in, I think in case the president ever wants to put boots in Venezuela, that should go to Congress first. Well, I mean, it's interesting with Afghanistan, with Iraq, with a lot of these circumstances, you didn't end up with a vote before there were boots on the ground there. Where was the outrage then? Right? I don't know. but it didn't get changed in those instances. So I just think it's an unforced error on my that's my take on it. People can hold a grudge for a long time, and my guess is, and we'll get him on here and let him answer it if he will. I mean, I'd love to know his rationale for doing that. But it's not going to it may not even get brought up in the House, but if it does, it's not going to pass. I don't believe. And even if it did, the president's not going to vote for it. And they don't have nearly enough votes to override a veto. So knowing all of that going into the vote, why would you choose to take that stand right now?
So that is what's interesting to me. So President Trump, this whole war powers resolution relates to him needing congressional approval, essentially, before he can take further action, right? So if it were to pass, then he would have the ability to veto a bill that would affect him. That
sure.
is kind of interesting when you think about that.
Well, I mean, they gave him the authority to begin with.
Electing him as president is putting our trust in Trump. But there is correct. Obviously a system of checks and balances that still has to be at play.
And I agree with that. But here's what I would also say, and I was thinking about this morning. Not a single person who voted for this and who thinks they should have a say in this before the president makes a decision that removes a dictator, everybody agrees. Apparently, Navarro, Whoopi Goldberg, all of them agree that Maduro's a bad person. Even the hard lefties agree he's a bad person. They don't like the fact that he got removed just because it's Trump. And my argument for these 47 Democrats who all voted for this war powers resolution, they're doing it just because they hate Trump, because none of them voted for it when Obama did it. None of them voted for it when Biden did it. None of them voted for it when Clinton did it. So they're clearly doing it for it's a political calculation, in my opinion. Not a single one of those people picked up one nationwide vote. They were elected in their individual state. Only Donald Trump got the stamp of approval from enough people in this country for an electoral landslide against Kamala Harris to be the commander-in-chief of the United States Armed Forces and to decide what's in the best interest of America in a lot of these cases. That doesn't include going to full war, but the last time Congress declared war was 1941. I mean, it's been a long time. But you have to give your commander-in-chief the authority to act in situations like that and not have to go to a professional debate society where half the people are only voting against you because their personal animosity towards you. That unfortunately is what this has kind of devolved into, I'm afraid. All right, coming up, we're going to get to Congressman Eric Burleson, talk about the ATF. We're going to talk about the Obamacare subsidies that got voted on by the House yesterday, in fact. We're going to get to all that right after this.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake, delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you, and then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Well, this one surprised me, I'll have to admit. This headline that I read yesterday from the Gateway Pundit. The House passed a 3-year extension on Obamacare subsidies. The vote was 230 to 196. And if I'm doing my math right, I think 17 Republicans flipped and joined the Democrats in favor of a 3-year extension of these giveaways, basically, this Medicare expansion that walks around and cloaks itself as some sort of health care and Obamacare. I don't get it, and I'm certain my guest doesn't get it either.
Capital Beat.
We got Congressman Eric Burleson on the line right now. And Congressman, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mark.
Who in the world are these 17 people? Nobody from Missouri or Illinois did I see on that list, but what were they thinking about?
Yeah, this is a betrayal to the party, in my opinion, and really to the country and to fiscal sanity. I mean, what they voted for, it was Republicans voting for Obamacare for the first time ever. And not only that, but the worst part of Obamacare, the part where you are taking this enhanced COVID-era subsidy that was on top of the subsidies that are already existing, and this particular subsidy is not even going to the people, it's going to insurance companies, you know, writing them a check, hoping that they, you know, in the kindness of their heart, reduce their premiums. There's zero accountability to this program, zero oversight, and it has zero allegiance to any type of fiscal sanity whatsoever. It was a ridiculous vote. I think that they were politically myopic to vote for this.
Well, and it's not going to go anywhere. I mean, they voted for it knowing that probably Leader Thune is not going to bring that up on the Senate side. I'm convinced the president would veto anything like that got through to begin with. So do these people, are they up for re-election in their districts and they're worried and that's why they voted for it, you think?
They are, yeah. A lot of them are from purple districts. And so I think that this is foolish in people's logic. People often think if you're from a purple district, then you need to vote in a more moderate way, right? The truth is, I think that people are motivated by people that basically vote because they, not necessarily because they want the job, but because they're principled. And I say that because from my experience, I've seen people in the most purple districts you can imagine be as hardcore conservative as you could possibly be. And you know what really happens? Their district starts becoming more conservative because their district, if that individual is voting in a way that they can justify and they can defend, then people will start listening to them, and they start to move the district with them.
I love that.
And that's what happens on the national stage with Scott Perry. Scott Perry does that in Pennsylvania. I mean, but it's just the traditional view is, well, in order to keep my job, I got to vote this way. People are sick of that kind of attitude.
So, Congressman, I have to ask your response, your take on Josh Hawley's vote yesterday, where he and four other Republicans at least, voted with the Democrats in the Senate to rescind the president's authority to do what he did in Venezuela. I was shocked by it. We're trying to get the senator on here to explain it. What was your reaction?
I'm shocked too. I disagree with his vote on that. I think that, and I don't think it was necessary. I think if anything, I think it it really kneecaps the president and on the national stage here. And so that's why I wouldn't have supported it. It is obviously begging the question. Like the White House has come to us before they invaded, or they took out Maduro. They came and gave us all of Congress a briefing before the Christmas break. And then as soon as we came back, they gave us an update right after this happened. So, and in between that time, I have been on the phone personally with Marco Rubio. So the White House is doing everything they can to, without giving away, the secrets or giving right. away their plan, right? They've done everything that they could to basically make it clear where they stand and what they're going to do and what they won't be doing, and what they would need Congress to take action for. I mean, and they, all of my conversations have been nothing but a respect for Congress's view. That Congress would need to step in if, God forbid, we would have to put boots on the ground in Venezuela long term. And so that's why I don't see why what happened was necessary. And I really think it was it's too bad that vote even happened.
I wanted to ask you about what's going on, particularly in Minnesota, but now Oregon. We had the shooting with ICE, and of course, people are protesting across the country, but also right here in St. Louis. What do you make of this whole situation? Because we've had a lot of people with a lot of opinions so far.
Look, I think we have one political party that seems to want to encourage people to take on law enforcement. To demonize them, to dehumanize them, really fan the flames of this hostility. And if you're in law enforcement, I mean, I just pray for the lives of people who go out every day risking their lives and so that they can keep you and I safe. And I think that they were doing their job. You can definitely see from now the different footage that has been gathered from the different angles that she was getting ready to run over another ICE agent. It's sad that somebody died in this encounter. But my message to people is stop fighting police. Stop going and trying to pick a fight with law enforcement too.
Yeah. No, I would agree with that. Congressman Eric Burleson, our guest, I want to get your reaction. This is what outraged me. When you have the governor of Minnesota, and we all know Tim Walz for what he is, because he was the vice presidential candidate and he said some outrageous stuff. Yesterday, if I heard him correctly, he said he compared what's going on here to another civil war in this country. Go to cut 11, please.
When things looked really bleak, it was Minnesota's first that held that line for the nation. On that July 3rd, 1863. And I think now we may be in that moment that the nation's looking to us to hold the line on democracy.
I mean, honestly, he thinks we're at a tipping point, he argues, in this country. I got some bad news. If your goal is anti-law enforcement, if you think we're going to let Trinde Aragua criminals run rampant around the community and not enforce laws like happened in Portland. That's what was happening in Portland. Are we just supposed to let those people go? Of course we're not. That's what he thinks is going to be the impetus for a new civil war, law enforcement.
Yeah, I mean, can you believe we're at this point in this country where you have a governor of a major state that is essentially inciting violence? And a civil war. And I'm going to go further. I mean, this guy has been betraying the nation for his entire term. When you look at the open, the Democrats wanting open borders, his state having sanctuary cities, bringing in all of these criminals from all over the world who do all this, to do this harm to the United States. And then he audaciously pays these people. He gives them money through your and I's taxpayer dollars to the tune of $9 billion $9 billion is a lot of money, Mark. Yeah. I mean, if you think about it, we're paying to put two more lanes in Missouri from St. Louis to Kansas City along I-70 corridor. That's $3 billion. You could do that three times in Missouri, right? Like, the amount of infrastructure that the people of Minnesota just threw towards Somalians in this fraud scheme is crazy. And this guy wants to say that we're the ones destroying the country because we're trying to go in and clean up the mess that he's created. It's crazy.
It is crazy. Before we let you go, Congressman, I know you'd pointed this out to me. You and I have talked about the NFA. I know you want to get rid of it, the National Firearms Act. We at least managed to get rid of the $200 tax on suppressors, registering for a suppressor. But on January 1st, so many people tried to do that. What did it do? Crash the computers at the ATF?
Yeah, I mean, just absolute imbeciles at the ATF. That's the only explanation I have. We passed this back in July, right before July the 4th, right?
Yeah.
And so they've had all this time to understand, oh, you think maybe there might be more people registering suppressors on January 1? I mean, when you talk to anybody in the Second Amendment community, people were excited and waiting for January 1. You'd have to be an imbecile to not see this coming. In fact, I think that they did see it coming and they wanted this to happen because the ATF wants want to ratchet down and restrict. And I think they were angry that we took away this tax. So I just sent them a letter and I reached out to the White House staff demanding that the ATF fix this. But ultimately, that the ATF undo the rule that even requires the registration altogether. There's no tax. It's no longer even constitutional to make people go through this registration. Stop doing the registration altogether, and that will fix the problem. I would say, ultimately, we need to abolish the ATF altogether. I mean, this agency is worthless.
Should be a convenience store, not a government agency, right?
That's right.
I love that bumper sticker.
I love that.
Alcohol, tobacco, and firearms right on the corner.
It should be a store. Yeah.
Congressman, great to have you on. Keep up the good fight.
Thank you. You too.
Absolutely. Congressman Eric Burleson joining us this morning from the 7th Congressional District. Great to get him on and kind of get a little better explainer on some of that stuff with the Obamacare subsidies. It is crazy. Kim, what are we talking about?
You would think other businesses would have learned from that Minneapolis hotel's mistake when they refused to book rooms for the ICE agents, right? DSA agents who were staying there. But clearly that's not happening because another very popular business is doing something very similar. In fact, so popular, you may have even gone there this morning and given money to them.
Kim on a whim.
In this McDonald's in Minneapolis, there's a sign on the door that says ice is not allowed. We couldn't help but notice there's a sign that says no ice on the door.
Yeah, just to let you know, at the end of the day, this is private property. Mm-hmm. So you can't just break the law because you're a federal agent. It's like coming into your house or coming to any other restaurant.
Wait, by the way, that's some guy wearing a security outfit, but I want to play the rest of this interaction with you, but just so you know who's talking with this woman.
There's rules. So.
Did the manager put that on the door? How did that get there?
I'm not sure, but it's there.
How do you guys enforce it?
They read the sign. You know, at the end of the day, you have all right to come in and make a purchase. It's just there's rules and regulations. You can't just walk behind the counter.
Hey, McDonald's in downtown Minneapolis, do you want to talk to the hotel that did this recently where they wouldn't let ICE agents stay at the hotel? Do you want to ask them how this went down for them?
I don't know that they're going to change it anytime soon. I call and complain when they close McDonald's, the 24-hour McDonald's at 4 a.m. every single day and won't serve me. And I know guy usually get nothing back from them. So maybe this is a franchisee and they just don't care.
Well, I'm sure it's a franchisee and McDonald's corporate will hopefully come down on them and say, this is ridiculous. You can't do that. Just as the Hilton hotels, they came down on the independently owned. It was a franchise hotel. And they actually, within a day of this whole thing blowing up, the hotel sign, the big signage, you know,
right,
that was removed.
Went away from Hilton.
Thank goodness. I mean, this is unacceptable. The sign was ridiculous, and I won't waste your time reading the entire thing, but I want to read you a snippet of it. It says, This is a private business. You're not permitted to enter non-public areas of this business, including offices, break rooms, storage areas, and staff-only areas without a valid judicial warrant signed by a judge or magistrate. If you attempt to enter this business without a valid judicial warrant, you will be asked to leave. And it goes on and on and on and on, basically saying, we'll sue you. We're going to seek legal recourse if you try to enter in as an ICE agent.
So no ICE behind the counter. Is that what he said? Is that why the ice cream machine never works?
Maybe they could have some ICE agents in there who could fix the dang ice cream machine, and then more people
honestly
would actually want to go there.
Now, wait a minute. So seriously, we joke about that all the time, but it's still true. Wednesday, I was at the brand new McDonald's on Bryan Road, just south of I-70. The thing still smells new. It's a brand new McDonald's. And I get in the drive-thru, and I wanted to get a couple of milkshakes for my grandkids. I'm sorry, the milkshake machine is not working.
Are you serious?
I didn't go in to see if there's a sign on the door that said no ice behind the counter, but maybe that's the problem.
Don't you think that enough people make fun of McDonald's for the ice cream machine not working that they would make sure the darn thing is up and working?
Honestly, at a brand new McDonald's, I'm like, what's their excuse?
I mean,
I've always thought it's because you have to unthaw it and clean it at the end of the day, and a lot of them don't like doing that, so they just give you the excuse that it's not working.
Oh, I'm sure it's laziness. I've heard the same thing, that it's because they don't want to clean it. Okay, that's part of your job. In fact, I saw some picture that was pretty hilarious. You know when you go into McDonald's now, they have those kiosks where you can order yourself? So it showed a whole line of kiosks, and it said, McDonald's employees making $25 an hour now, and you go to your kiosk, you order yourself, you pay yourself, you go up and get your food yourself, you clean your tray yourself, and yet they want $25 an hour? What
sure
are they doing? Aside from,
well,
the ice cream machines really should be working now, because what else are they doing?
But that's why there is a kiosk, because they get paid $25 an hour. They eliminated several salaries. They don't need some schmuck to come up and take your order anymore. You just do it on the kiosk. And how does the kiosk know if you're with ICE or not?
Yeah, I mean, what if...
Seriously.
I mean,
unless you're wearing your
uniform
when you
right
walk in, how would they know?
And what are they going to do? Push you out? I guess they'd probably call the cops on you?
Well, it's safe to say, because I haven't heard you say this yet, but maybe you did and I missed it. McDonald's, this is not an official McDonald's policy.
No,
this
I'm
just at that store,
right, but
correct?
But I'm saying I hope that McDonald's does what Hilton did, which is... corporate comes out and says
takes the golden arches down.
We don't, this is not our policy.
They should,
and they condemn what this local the local franchisee did, and says this is unacceptable, and yeah, remove those golden arches. You
somebody
don't get
said,
those
can you get your ice at the drive up can you go through the drive through when they serve you? But they can't see you when they're taking your order. What do you do, pull up in your ice vehicle with ice uniform on, and then they suddenly aren't going to hand you the food? It's just it's stupid.
Throw a t-shirt on that you have in the back of your car and say, I'm not with ICE.
These purple-haired freaks need to go work at Starbucks or something. That's clearly what's happened here. Don't you think?
I just don't understand how businesses, like the whole Bud Light effect. Like, don't you look at, this isn't the same as that, but don't you look at that and think, wow, I don't want to be like that. I don't want to deal with all the backlash. Don't make the same mistake, but time and again we see it happening.
Kim, you can't fix stupid. Intelligence is largely not part of the conversation for these people. For the ones you saw marching out there in the Grove last night in the pouring rain and have to listen to a woman claim that ICE agents are terrorists, you know the IQ level is down in the 70s somewhere below. So they don't think these things through.
Yeah.
That's all it is. That's got to be what it is. I'm sorry to insult. I'm sure there were a few people down there that have a higher IQ than that.
Richie just said instead of the McRib, you could order a McLib sandwich at McDonald's.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I would eat one of those.
Hey, Richie, by the way, was the winner for our Rascal Flatts giveaway
today. Oh, congratulations, Richie. I'm glad you got through. That's fantastic. All right. Greg Jarrett coming up, legal analyst for Fox. We'll get his take on this Portland shooting, which has added fuel to the fires burning across America. We'll be right back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 and start learning today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.